The Senate will please come to order. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Roll call for Thursday, March the 3rd. Anderson?
Here.
Almond?
Here.
Barrasso?
Here.
Boggs?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
DeCaria?
Here.
Geis?
Aye.
Haynes?
Here.
Hawks?
Here.
Hines?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Massey?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Mockler?
Here.
Nicholas?
Here.
North Rep?
Here.
Peck?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Shiffer?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Sessions?
Here.
Townsend?
Here.
Vacy?
Aye.
Von Flaherty?
Here.
President Larson?
Here.
Coe?
Excused.
29 present, one excused.
Prayer by Father Furchin, thank you for being with us this time, Father.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for your presence, the many days of this session, and for all the good work that was done in these chambers. Give to these senators and staff the assurance that what has been done here gives honor to you and will enhance the quality of life of those who live in this state. Give to us all the faith now to go out with good courage, knowing that your hand continues to lead us and your love continues to support us. As you kept Abraham and Sarah in safety through their days of pilgrimage, protect and guide these men and women as they set out to travel. Make their ways safe and their homecomings joyful. We entrust these petitions to you, Almighty God, trusting in your mercy. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And of course it was Pastor Furchin, not Father Furchin, sorry. He's a father too, actually. Reading, correction, and approval of the journal.
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the Journal of Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2005, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Johnson, Chairman.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, the report is adopted. Senator Burns, did you wish to...
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor, please?
You may.
Mr. President, about 10 years ago, I got one of these belt buckles. It says Wyoming Legislature. This one happens to be brass. And I just noticed the other day that one of the newer legislators was wearing it, and I thought that I'd gotten among the last of them. It turns out they're still available if anybody wants them. And, well, 10 years of wear, so you can see they work pretty well. So if anybody wants to know, I've got the information at my desk for you.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Thank you. Our doctor for the day is a doctor that's very special to me. He's the guy that had me wearing that patch around here last year with a parrot on my head. But he did save my eye, and I told him he's a day early. I got to go visit him in the morning. But I want you to help welcome Dr. Randy Johnson, and good to see you this morning and tomorrow morning both, Doctor. Thanks for your service. There is no nurse scheduled for today. The thought for today, in fact, I got a couple of them, but the thought for today is don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. I had another one suggested by one of the members of this body that I'll also read this morning. It says, if you have reached the age of 45, and still have to wear a name tag, perhaps you should consider a career change. I have one other announcement. Today is our Vice President's birthday. Senator Hines, Mr. Vice President, I'd like to wish you a very happy birthday. John and I were talking. Neither one of us thought we'd live this long. But John, congratulations. And if the senators, if you would stand, the senators can remain seated, and we're going to sing you happy birthday. Would you stand, Senator Hines?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, how old, John?
All of that.
Senator Mockler.
May I have the privilege of the floor?
You may.
I don't know that what that says about us, that we didn't follow your instructions on that at all.
Yeah, I noticed that right away. But that's not the first time I've noticed it. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, can I have the privilege of the floor, please?
You may, sir.
Mr. President, these are the engrossed acts, and you're all entitled to a set of these. And let me encourage you to, if you tell the staff, they'll provide you with these. If you don't take them home with you, that means we have to mail them. And my intent is then, obviously, that'll be a deduct from somebody's budget, possibly the Department of Education or the Highway Department. It won't be from our budget, understand that. But somebody will take a hit unnecessarily. So I encourage you to take these home with you, and we'll save a little bit on postage, and you can enjoy them all the way through summer reading these over again. But let staff know if you do want to take your copies home.
I've got one other little announcement here. Some of you have been inquiring about locking your desk. There is a key when you leave. There is a key in your desk, and if you absolutely insist on locking it, why, that's the key to use, but don't lose the key, because they don't have a lot of sets and it costs a locksmith. It's been the experience of most of us, because sometimes to do electrical work or carpeting or other things, they have to move the desks all around. So the best advice is don't lock it. You can leave a lot of stuff in it. Don't leave valuables, of course, because there are people who come and go and staff people, but there is a key in the drawer. If you think you have to lock it, there is a key in the drawer. Don't lose it, and then come back. They do have, these are not master key, is the problem. They have individual keys, but there will be only one. So the preference for staff and for maintenance and everything else is that you do not lock it. It only locks the center drawer anyway. But if you do insist on locking it, make sure that you don't lose your key, and when you come back with it, bring your key back. So there have been some requests about that, so we wanted to clear that up. We're just kind of rambling this morning because we're still waiting for a lot of things to happen. Don't expect to be out too early in the day. I'm going to guess 5 or 6 o'clock. The governor doesn't begin to won't sign the budget until the bill signing processes are going to begin about 1:30. And so, for those of you who haven't been here before, know there's a lot of stuff goes on with LSO and so on at the last, and then the governor will speak to us. So I don't think we will be out really early. We will be out today. So don't fret that, but it probably will not be early. Messages from the House.
March 2nd, 2005, from the House of Representatives, message number 563, Joint Conference Committee Report, not adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 8, Open Container Law. The House failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 25, noes 33, excused 2. The House requests the Senate appoint a new conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House. Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
I don't think so. Reports from conference committees. Senator Geis, are you ready on message number 507, Senate File 19?
Yes, Mr. President.
The reading clerk will read the conference committee message number 507.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 19, State Land Trust Responsibility. Reference House message number 507. Signing for the House, Representatives Hageman, Samuelson, and Semlich. Signing for the Senate, Senators Geis, Hines, and Jobe.
Senator Geis.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we do adopt Senate File 19, message number 507, and it deals with state land trust responsibilities. And on the first page, we left in there providing for appropriation, and then on page 2 down through page 19, we put back in the 5 elect officials, and if they do not show up, then we cannot have a meeting, because we took out their designees and all that. The 5 elect officials have to be at this meeting, or it won't happen. And then we go over on page 3, line 19, we put in one representative appointed by the State Board of Land Commissioners to represent parent organizations. We removed, they had in it a family member. Then you go down on the next one, Roman number 13, one representative from either the forest product industry or the forest profession, and that's to be appointed by the 5 elected officials. And then down on page 5, line 19, we kept the $30,000 in to pay for this committee to meet and look over all the state land needs. And then on page 6, line 1, we deleted the 2 and reinserted the 3. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Any questions on the concurrence request? Any discussion? Seeing none, the motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 19, reference message number 507. Chief Clerk, and you've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Barrasso.
Aye.
Boggs.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Haynes.
Aye.
Hawks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Peck.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Vasey.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Larson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message number 507 with reference to Senate File 19. Senator Peck.
Mr. President, fellow senators, we have a person of particular merit with us here today who exemplifies the very best in public service. Sitting over here, Narita, I'd like to have you stand, if you would, please. This is Rita Watson from the Department of Education. Who comes with her own sharing section. But what is particularly memorable about Rita is that she has worked for the Department of Education for 35 years. Now, she's not quitting, because if she did, the whole enterprise might fall apart. As Dr. Blankenship likes to say, Rita is the embodiment of customer service, and for those who have known her and called upon the Department of Education, she's always there to greet you and to point you in the proper direction for the help you need. She's achieved much in her career over the past 35 years. She joined the department on November 3rd, 1969. That might be before some of us were out of kindergarten here. She served as secretary, a unit secretary, a division secretary, and became executive assistant to the state superintendent of public instruction in 1991. That was the year I came to the Senate. She served in that same role under Diana Ullman for 4 years, under Judy Catchpole for 8 years, and currently with Dr. Blankenship. We've been graced by her presence for 35 wonderful years. We hope there will be many more to come. I'd like to invite the Senate to rise and give her a round of applause.
Thank you for coming over to visit us, and Dr. Blankenship, thank you for coming, thank you for bringing her. We all can attest to her professionalism, and congratulations on 35 years, don't let her get away. Senator Johnson.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. May I also have privilege of the floor?
You may.
I would like to continue the epic started by the good senator from Fremont County and ask for the privilege of the floor.
You may have the privilege.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. President, in the library land, in the library world...
Wait just a minute. I didn't know you were going to wander around.
Well,
now you may
yesterday.
Proceed. Go ahead.
In the library world, in library land, the most prestigious magazine journal is called Library Journal. It's been around probably since the days of the library in Alexandria in ancient Egypt. I know it's been around as long as I have, and that's probably about the same time. And I think you all know that I served our state as state librarian in the 70s and in the 80s. And on February 1, 1979, I hired Trish Pollock at the Wyoming State Library. There were more than 100 applicants for her position, for that position. It was an entry-level position. And obviously, I knew then that she was a keeper, and she's proved that over and over and over. This year, her 26th consecutive year at the State Library, she has received national recognition. I am as proud of her today as I was 26 years ago. This is a pride I share with the Wyoming library community and with everybody in Wyoming. This is the cover on this month's Library Journal, and if you'll stand up, over here with me. Please acknowledge Trish Pollock, Library Journal's 2005 Paraprofessional of the Year.
Yay!
Mr. President, Mr. House Majority Floor Leader, members of the Senate, I am truly honored to have won this award, but more than anything, I'm proudest to be a member of the Wyoming library community, and I thank Senator Johnson for providing me that opportunity to become involved in libraries. And what I have found in my 26 years is that behind every successful paraprofessional, there's at least one professional. And in my case, in 26 years, there have been many. Many of them are in the gallery, and two of them are right here. Thank you all so much. And I'm so proud of Wyoming.
Wyoming is also very proud of you. Thank you for coming and congratulations on the award. We have another concurrence request. Senator Burns, are you ready on message number 516?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
The reading clerk will read in message 516.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 41, Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act, Substitute 2, Reference House Message Number 516. Signing for the House, Representatives Childress, Brown, and Buchholz. Signing for the Senate, Senators Burns, Massey, and Peck.
Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee Report to Senate File 41. House Message 516, and I ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, this bill has had a long and tortured path. Two substitute bills, plus a consolidated bill of all the House amendments on top of that that I've had put on everybody's desk about an hour and a half ago, which you're welcome to read at your leisure. Mr. President, the House did amend this bill extensively and change it substantially. And I would like to go through the changes since it left the Senate as briefly as possible so people have an idea of what we're voting on, and then I'd like to make some comments about the bill itself as a result. Many of the issues that they dealt with and they changed were actually topics that we dealt with here on the floor and had determined one way or the other, and they went the other way. So many of these topics will not be new to anybody on the floor. The first one, and probably the most contentious, is the question of fee title. And that was discussed hotly and voted on numerously here on the floor, and each time that it stayed in, it was by a decreasing vote, and I believe on the third reading it was a 15-15 vote. So I can't say that there's any consensus on the Senate side for or against the question of fee title, and by that I mean the idea of using trust funds to purchase property, fee title to property. Another issue that is in the House bill, and we didn't even really take up here at all, dealt with water rights. And those water rights that are outside of the adjudicated like water rights attached to the property. The next large item that they dealt with the cap. Remember, we have a threshold between a small project and a large project, and we left it at $500,000. There was some talk here in the House of moving that down to $200,000. That's what the House did. And then the next thing they did, and this is a complete departure, they put an aggregate cap of $200,000 for the fiscal year. So maybe I should go to the next thing first, because they're tied in. They set up a a select committee of legislators. What they're concerned about is the fact that this is a brand new idea, a new trust fund coming out, and so they want to take baby steps on this and actually back up and have more legislative oversight. So there's a select committee, 3 members from the House, 3 members from the Senate, that are chosen. And anything over that threshold has to go to the select committee. Anything after they get to this aggregate cap, after any fiscal year of $200,000, again, it has to be reviewed by the select committee. Let me get caught up again because I jumped ahead of myself. They addressed access, prohibiting the board from requiring access to private lands. Actually, I think that's something that we wanted to do and should have done over here, because there may be private mitigation efforts on private property that helps the wildlife habitat of Wyoming, but we don't necessarily want somebody with not participating in it, because it means they would have to open up their property. So it's not a requirement of the board it's not a requirement in the legislation. The board, it can be left up to the board whether it would be part of any particular project or not. And I happen to agree with that philosophy, because we don't want a one-size-fits-all. You've got different circumstances in different cases. And if anybody wants to know where these are in the bill, I'd be glad to let them know. It still allows property to be donated to the trust. But rather than we passed an amendment here where the property would be held by the Board of Land Commissioners. The twist that they added was it has to be approved by the Board of Land Commissioners. So this board can approve acceptance of property, but the final approval has to be made by the Board of Land Commissioners, because they're the ones that will be maintaining that property. Probably the most substantial difference they made was the amount of money in the trust. They went from it left here at $30 million. The House dropped it down to $15 million. They did change the effective date, and there's a number of effective dates in there, and actually that is for practical purposes, so that, for instance, the panel could start getting picked, the governor could start making his picks for this panel right away. But they can't spend money till the rules and regs have been approved. Those are the major changes, Mr. President. And I would be glad to take any questions on any particulars, or if anybody wants to know where anything is. In the committee, I told you that yesterday that we wanted to ask them about a lot of these amendments, and a lot of these amendments did make sense. As far as the policy questions go, the amount of money, the aggregate cap, and the select committee, the threshold between a large project and a small project, frankly, there was a great resistance to negotiation on that. They didn't particularly want to come over. So this conference report accedes to the House position. I understand their position, and actually I found a lot of like feeling on the floor here, in that this is rather new legislation, and so maybe we should take it slower going in. That's what almost all these amendments do. So with that, Mr. President, I'd be glad to take any questions.
Senator Coe, discussion on the concurrence request. Senator Coe.
Mr. President, it's been a while since I've seen a Joint Conference Committee report like this. I'd seen it before, and I'm sure the good senator from Trona County seen it. But this is a Senate file, and it left here in a particular form. And the Senate recedes from its non-concurrence, and I guess I'd like a little discussion on the environment in the conference committee. I'd like to know, and I'm not going to call it arrogance from the House, but this bothers me a little bit. I think the bill is still a good bill, but I guess I resent just a little bit them coming over on a Senate file of ours and acting that way. So I'd like some discussion about the political environment, whatever you might want to call it, in the conference committee, in the conference room where you met, and 35 amendments on a Senate file. It went from, we talked about the color, it went from white to blue to green to yellow to, and ends up white. Substitute bills everywhere, amendments everywhere on their part, and I'd like some discussion on that.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll try to address that. I've been around 11 years and have gone to a number of conference meetings with conference committees, and this one was really unusual. It was, I think that the feeling was on their side is that they just simply weren't going to budge. Very clearly, there was an attitude with it as well, but we did work hard for 2 hours. It was upsetting. I sort of left the room with a bang. But putting all that to the side, the most important thing is what do we have in front of us here. And I, after thinking about this a long time, really support the bill and the concept and would hope that we concur. It was helpful spending 7 years up at South Pass City and working at that historic site because I learned to think sometimes like a prospector. And sometimes you got to dig through a lot of dirt to get to the nuggets. And there's a lot of nuggets in this bill, a lot of things that are worth preserving and moving forward with. This is a good program. And I think that much like the Water Commission and other types of programs that have select committees with them, that select committee will learn to work with a very good and competent board, will get comfortable and become advocates for that program and come back and hopefully ease the fears of some people as to what this program is going to do. So I would urge concurrence. I think it's definitely worth moving forward with, and then kind of wait perhaps for another day to take up the issue of the approach to a conference committee with the House.
Further discussion? Senator Scott.
Well, Mr. President, I've been a supporter of wildlife trust fund measures for most of the years I've been in the legislature. Senator True and Senator Turner, this body kept proposing those things, and they couldn't get passed. And, Mr. President, there's a lot of things here the House did that I think are mistakes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have permission to report?
You can talk about the money, you can talk about the fee title, any number of things you can talk about. They've garbaged it up considerable. And I must say their attitude is appalling. But you come right down to it. I think a good part of the possibility here is that if we get one and it starts working, I think a lot of the people in the state were seeing things, frankly, go bump in the night on this one. We'll realize that, no, it's not the threat that they're imagining. It's a sensible approach to trying to preserve our wildlife resource. So the question comes, did they do anything that will fundamentally make it unworkable? Mr. President, they did considerable harm, but I don't think they made it unworkable. They'll slow it down, the unnecessary steps in here, there's unnecessary restrictions. But I think we've got a workable piece, and I've been debating in my mind, did they do enough damage so that we ought to say no? And I suspect, Mr. President, we could theoretically have another try, but I suspect saying no means you come back next year. And we aren't getting nearly everything we want in this, but, and that's that's fairly normal. Democracy, nobody ever gets everything they want. My take on it, Mr. President, is although they did considerable harm, we're better off holding our nose and voting for it, because we will get something that will work, that will allay a lot of the fears that are out there that I think are just unfounded. And then in the future, we'll be able to come back and gradually improve it and get the mess fixed. So I'm going to urge us to hold our nose and vote aye on this one.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, I had a question that I'd like the committee to discuss a little bit. If I'm following this right on page 6, then the appropriation, which I understand is now $15 million, and it was will not come from the budget reserve account, but it will come from federal co-lease bonuses made after June 15, 2004. I wondered what the discussion on this, when this amount of money was already profiled and we had it in the budget reserve account, the reasoning was go into the coal bonus future sales and take it really out of the school capital construction account. I'd like some information on that area.
Senator Hawks.
Mr. President, while we're waiting on the response to that question, as a follow-up to my colleague from Park County, I was confronted last night by a House member, and to paraphrase what was said about this bill, clean it up the best I can. He said, boy, did we stick it to the Senate, and it was really fun. And quite frankly, Mr. President, I really resented that. I thought it was a really poor attitude. When we go in, I think it's been alluded to several times in this body that particularly in the budget negotiations, that the art of good legislation is compromise, and it was obvious they went into this with no compromise, and quite frankly, I guess I can just sum it up by saying I really resent that.
Further discussion. Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll try to answer the question posed by the Vice President. I believe that he was looking at an amendment that was on briefly over on the House side and then came off. The final engrolled, and I never heard that word before, engrolled copy, which was passed out and everybody has in front of you there. And taking a look at the appropriation on page 19, section 2, the $15 million is coming from the budget reserve account. So at times, I believe you needed to have a scorecard to keep track of the amendments that were coming on and off over there in the over in the House. But to the best of my understanding, it is now coming out of the budget reserve account. And I think briefly they were toying with the idea of taking out full bonus money. So it does seem to fit together here in this bill pretty well. And with regard to the other comments, thanks. I certainly empathize with that. But we have, I think, a very important issue here that we shouldn't let the attitude of a few of the folks from down the hall. And I'd be real surprised that the attitude that we faced in the committee and that the good senator from Casper experienced last night is embraced by the leadership down there. I just don't think that that's the case. At least that's not my experiences down there in the House this year from them and from any of the other fine people down there. So I think that we need to put that behind us and take a look at the opportunity that we have in front of us and proceed forward and vote for concurrence.
Senator Peck.
Mr. President, I was on the committee as a no vote in the first time around. I'm reminded of the old saying that you don't want to watch how they make sausage. But I do say that while we don't want to watch and embrace the process, by the final product, while perhaps not as tasty as we'd like, I think it is nourishing and deserves a place on the shelf of accomplishments of the 58th legislature.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. Linguistically, this bill is a mess. I'm not certain that we're going to probably hold our nose and let something go out, but linguistically, I've never seen some of this stuff. The board shall only accept any other interest in property if the property is willingly conveyed. What is that? What are we going to say? Is the property going to be stolen and then given? The administration of the funds shall be administered. You know, I've been a big supporter of this bill, and I still am. But it's really hard to send out into statute garbled language that perhaps it's because there are so many amendments that they just couldn't track them, they just couldn't fix them. I don't know, but linguistically, this is a mess.
Senator Burns.
Yes, Mr. President, I've been getting about an hour and a half of that from my compatriot to my immediate left also. He's been virtually reading the bill aloud to me, which I greatly appreciate. Mr. Chairman, I think the good senator from Laramie County is right. In many ways, this bill is a camel by committee. And that's what happens when this thing gets cobbled together and so forth. The sentiment and concern expressed by the senator from Natrona County and the senator from Laramie County, I think, is quite reflective of the concerns me greatly. But I think that's something that we have to address another time. That kind of reminds me of the story of the elephant and the ant, who spend the night making love, and in the morning the ant wakes up and the elephant's dead. And the ant says, "Wouldn't you know it, one night of passion, I spend the rest of my life digging a grave." I don't think we should... I don't think we should let our emotion determine our vote here. If this bill was first proposed by itself, without any of this other history or any of these other multicolored bills and amendments and so forth before, we'd say this is a pretty good bill. Needs fixing, but it's a pretty good bill. The other thing I think that we're dealing with, and one of the reasons that there's so many differences and changes, because this is a trust in concept at this point, and we're trying to anticipate what's going to happen. And the other senator from Natrona County is exactly right. A lot of people are seeing a lot of things that go bump in the night, and black helicopters and so forth, and whatever metaphor you want to use, that they're concerned about might happen. What is going to happen is the board will be picked. And from what I understand, this is going to be a very experienced, very respected board. They're going to come back, and they're the ones that will say, this is a good fit, no, this shapes, no, that doesn't work. And it will be an ongoing process. But what we have right now, I think, is not a bad bill. The senator behind me, I reflect and agree with every aspect of his feeling on this, and it was even worse being on the front line of the whole thing. But that's something for another day.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report number 516, on Senate File 41, and you've been asked to vote aye. The chief clerk will call a roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Boggs?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Haynes?
Aye.
Hawks?
No.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Northrup?
No.
Peck?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
No.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Larson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 24 ayes, 6 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report on Message 516 to Senate File 41. Signing of enrolled acts. I'm about to sign enrolled act number 111, being original Senate file number 140.
Senate file enrolled act number 111, being original Senate file 140, an act relating to hospital districts.
I'm about to sign enrolled act number 111, being original Senate file 140. I have so signed. Just for the notification of the members, I've received a note from the governor's office. I believe it is their intention to move up the signing of the budget bill until 11:30. That will be helpful for us, I believe, so we might even get out a little bit earlier than first predicted. Something else I'd like you all to be aware of, there are a lot of bills that have gone through here that are going to require appointments of various kinds of committees. Last time I looked, and that didn't include this last bill, I think there's something of over 25 appointments that are going to have to be made to committee. I'm not going to have that done by the time you leave here. So I'm going to try to get it done as rapidly as possible, but there's a bunch. And you will be notified, in having gone through the bills, if there are any of those that anybody particularly would like to be on. I won't make any promises, but please write me a note and let me know, because there's almost as many to be made as there was before we started. So I'll be working on that. You'll be notified as soon as those lists come out. With that, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that temporarily clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move the Senate be in recess to the sound of the gavel. We'll wait till about 11:45, and then we'll have an extended lunch hour for those who need to do shopping.
You've heard the motion. The Senate be adjourned till the sound of the gavel. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate is in recess until the sound of the gavel.